This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Occasionally, we profile craftspeople around Michigan who hand-make the things we use. Well, today, it's a two-for-one as we visit Gemini Handmade in downtown Grand Rapids as part of our Artisans of Michigan series. This boutique studio workshop is home to two businesses. Jacob Varun's company is Harbinger Leather Designs. Elise Welcher owns Little Wings Designs. Welcher makes handbags and many kinds of playful accessories, while Varun makes wallets, backpacks, and more rugged sort of outdoorsy products. The two artisans are married.
Funny enough, we met as competitors in town. We both had our own lines, and we were competitors at craft shows, and there was a little bit of that, like, it was very professional, you know? He's another leather worker. Like, kept it very on that level.
Elise Welcher says it's not all that common for husband and wife to both be artists.
Sometimes you are, but you work in different mediums. It's pretty rare that two artists that work in the same type of medium get together.
But Jacob Varun says it works for them.
That's one way in which Elise and I complement each other with the ways our brain works and the ways our businesses work. Sometimes Elise will take the forefront on the organizational side of things, the communication, paying the insurance, the taxes, etc. And I will take on the batch manufacturing of my goods and her own. So when our strengths cover each other's weaknesses, it makes it better for both of us to get along.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we both love working with our hands. I think that we're both very kinetic hands-on people. And so that process of being able to just, like, get into that flow state of making things, you know, it's where we find our most joy. On the other hand, you know, it's tiring. I think that's the biggest thing, is that the impact on our bodies is real. You know, we're constantly cutting, pulling, moving stuff around, you know, outside of the physical making. We do a lot of craft shows and events. So, you know, every summer weekend, we're loading and unloading an entire booth setup with a 10 by 10 Easy Up tent and all of the equipment and gear that goes in that. So it's very physical, active work.
So what'd you just do there?
We just punched out a wallet from a piece of leather using a custom clicker die.
It's like a cookie cutter.
A cookie cutter.
Yeah. Both of them got into leather working because they could not find the kind of products that they really wanted. So they started making them, or at least trying to make them. Varun says his first project was a leather book bag. He found a pattern, and he followed it, but that pattern was designed for lighter weight material.
It looked terrible. And so I cut apart everything that I had hand-stitched, whittled it down, put it back together, and it was slightly better. So after six iterations of trying to make myself the same bag from the same pieces, I wasn't ready to stop. So every paycheck, I would get another piece of leather or another few tools and take over some more of the dining room in the house I was renting. Then I took over my bedroom.
Welcher just felt there was a big gap in leather goods for women.
I didn't see the type of leather goods that, frankly, I wanted in the world. I saw a lot of things that were either your very high-end Hermes designer-type goods, a lot of Harley biker stuff, and a lot of, you know, Filson, very let's go into the woods and camp out sort of thing. And I wanted something that was a little more playful and a little more feminine, but that also was built to last and made well, that wasn't, you know, a junky bag or so expensive that it was like buying a car.
She's attracted to leather because so much of today's quick fashion world is about getting cheap goods into the store and sold quickly, if possible.
So much of that clothing is never actually even purchased. It comes in, it goes out, it never gets bought, it goes to landfills, it goes to third world countries, and it creates a tremendous amount of waste. And then the buyers that buy those products, they don't last. They wear them twice, they fall apart in the wash machine, and it's game over and you throw it in the dump.
Both Welcher and Varun stress how their products are made to last.
A leather worker that I follow on Instagram said recently that their goal is to make goods that if someone sees it at an estate sale 100 years from now, they're going to say, like, oh, that's great. I need to have that. Even after it's been banged up and passed down, like, I want things that will last.
Their shop, Gemini Handmade, features their work, Little Wings Designs and Harbinger Leather Designs, as well as the work of other artisans and designers in the region, including an artisan of Michigan we featured last summer, Kate Lewis Ceramics. That's Elise Welcher and Jacob Varun, our latest Artisans of Michigan. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.